how good of a football player are you?
I would say, if you have to grade me from between 1 to 10, mm-hmm. I would say like a 6.5.
That's very high, man.
You know, I need to see you play football.
I play Integral.
Oh, so for prize?
Yeah.
For real?
Yes, dog.
You're lying.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't win that, yeah.
No, we won now.
Wow.
Against the hearts of our many fans. That's what we did. Are you yourself a fan of any sport?
Basketball, yeah.
Should I ask LeBron or Michael Jordan? Should I ask that question? Because if it is that you answer wrong, you'll just be morning with Kyle. So go ahead.
So you are kicking me on the show. Leave in the show.
No, yeah. It's your equipment.
John.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right, so we can move forward.
Well, hello. You were saying that you'd like to thank them for supporting us, and I realize we never really stopped to really tell you all that. Especially like there are certain people who's legit just ask for the podcast every single week.
Yeah.
A few weeks we were off, man, was vexed. I was people's calling me. I'm like, hey, where's the podcast? I'm like, good morning. So I really appreciate that. And we have a lot of big plans for season 2 because season 1 is wrapping up.
Correct.
You know, we just have a few episodes to shoot alone, so we want to thank you for supporting us in this venture, and know that this is for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Also subscribe.
Thanks. Click. Please. Let's click it, please.
YouTube real hard.
Important.
Nice bet. Yeah. Cool. Right. I want to talk about compliments today.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking on my way up here, like, what if we just do a show complimenting each other, and how difficult and awkward would that be to do?
You know
what I mean?
Okay.
Because I was just kind of thinking, like, you know, especially for men, that's not really something we really do.
Right.
We joke, like, there's always, you'll more get a, hey, big boy, when I could get like you, dog.
And it's
kind of like sarcastic in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a papa show kind of thing.
Correct. It's a papa show, but like, nah, boy, there are a lot of men in my life that I'm very grateful for. Mm-hmm. You are one of them. Mm-hmm. Who I just spend my time, I spend a lot of time thinking about how amazing you all are and how, see, I can't even look at you right now.
Yeah. When you start, right.
And like, why that weird?
Yeah.
Why is that weird?
I wonder if men are unaccustomed to being complimented by anybody.
Yeah.
Right? And to hear even men compliment men is like that and all makes it even more weird. So a woman might tell me, I like your suit.
Mm-hmm.
And you could take it because you could compliment them back. Right?
Correct.
But a man telling you, you know, dog, you look real good today, dog.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I mean.
That's
weird. Why are you telling me this?
I would not trust that. I'm like, what are you trying to say?
Yeah. Why is that a thing? Like, why is that a thing for men to not really, you know, lift up and give their brethren flowers?
Correct.
You know?
And I mean, and I will say though, like, one, it's way different from how it was long time.
Yeah.
And I know you on here since 1962.
Yeah.
I've been here since independence. So you would know the change, right?
Yeah.
You probably grew up in a time where it wasn't like that at all. Now it's kind of cool to be all mentally woke.
Yeah.
But I know we spend a lot of time complimenting each other on WhatsApp and saying, you know,
right.
Like, I feel like 2 weeks don't go by where you don't tell me, hey, I value working with you.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Why do you do that?
I say that to you because I experience your absence. Meaning, when I have to work with somebody else who is not at your standard, it makes it much harder to do work. So you have lifted me to a standard of production and execution of work where I now say, this is not what I'm accustomed to.
Fair enough.
Right? Yeah, my palette has changed. And now if the person is at that standard, great. But once I have to work with somebody else that doesn't give me that, it's like, I miss Kyle and his work.
Thank you.
So when I request work and think about moving forward, I include you in my cost now because I need that standard. Even if now you have a team, at least now I'm confident that you can now pass on that knowledge.
Right.
You know? But that's where I think there's a value there that I don't think I could get rid of just so.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I can't even watch you and tell you I appreciate that. That's crazy though. And I don't have anything good to say about it. So thanks for watching. I like how you laugh and cough.
Yeah, I cough all the time.
For me, and actually, so I'm going to tell you one, I'm going to return the compliment, but actually I have an exercise for us to do after.
Right.
So therapy. Mm. So for me, I was telling my wife the other day is like, I always wanted a partner. This kind of sound dickish.
Yeah.
There are not much people I respect.
Mm-hmm.
I just... And I'm sure I'm wrong.
Right.
But I just find most people very average.
Mm-hmm.
You are not one of those people. And it have nothing to do with your followers.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, if you weren't that person, you would not have the followers.
Yeah.
And it always seems like every time we're working on a project together, it's like a school project.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I've ever had to work, I feel like I'm the person pulling the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But with you is truly, truly equal.
Yeah.
And sometimes more so on your side. And your ability to just get the work done, be focused, be about the work and really, really pull your weight and be sensitive to everybody else around you.
Yeah.
It is not a quality that is very common.
Mm-hmm.
And it truly inspires me to be a better man.
Yeah.
So I just like being around you though.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that. Ooh, this is, I'm very sure that the comments will have a lot of people that are saying, oh, thing, bromance, a lot of these things will happen, right? But I appreciate that. And I think when you're around good energy and good people, you're allowed to be authentically yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to fake, you could joke and see things that you're not accustomed seeing because it's not just a business relationship. Mm-hmm. Is our friendship makes it business, but we understand, even without having to say it, that, hey, this has to be done now,
correct.
To get done.
Correct.
Right? So, you know, Kyle was the first person to say, dog, that's terrible. And I didn't feel any type of way, right. Like, who this man is? Because I trusted the fact that this man know what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And as you rightly said, you know, I wouldn't say, you know, I don't respect other people, but
you see, this is why you're smarter than me, because I should not say that.
well, you know, that your experience is different, right? Yeah, but I hear longer, right?
Yeah, right.
So having gotten that kind of feedback and taken it as not to make me feel bad, it's more to make me improve, means I respect you enough to let you criticize me.
Correct.
And even take your guidance and change the way I do things.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's where I know that this person is valuable.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's an important thing. You know, you must always tell yourself, is this person somebody who can add value to me? There's a quote that says, who told you it could not be done? And what great achievements do they have to their credit that allow them to set up limitations for you?
Correct.
Which means, in essence, if the person has no credentials and says, nah, that's not possible, you can't study them.
I remember, first of all, see this, it hit my chest. I was scrolling through Instagram. And somebody was saying, a speaker, a businessman was saying, he had to tell his mother, he's saying, no disrespect, mom, but I cannot listen to you because he's not a millionaire.
Ooh.
And I said, ah, Jesus Christ, you're stupid. You can't be telling. And he was black. And so, like, I'm sure it was hard for him to even say that.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, we can't really, like, to tell it a parent that, but basically what you're saying is like, there's no information you could give me because you could only talk about your experience.
Yeah.
And he was just talking about how frustrating it is to get information from people without your perspective, without your experience. And that's so true. Like, we have to be very careful about who we let in our lives.
Yes.
And we have to pay attention to their experiences. Not even, I wouldn't even say accomplishments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Their experiences, because I don't think advice is a thing. I think information is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody could only give you information based on what they know and experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I truly agree with that. And, you know, I have moved away from, you know, the whole compartmentalize people, and you know, all right, yes, the negative about life, but they're good to sweat with.
Correct.
I don't want nobody like who negative.
Correct.
About life, right? So even if you're good to sweat with, I don't want you around.
Yeah.
So, you know, moving into the space where you are, somebody's under your care.
Yeah.
You're a married man, mm-hmm. you have children, etc. Mm-hmm. They want to mm-hmm. build a certain, you know, legacy.
Correct.
You really don't have the space
yeah.
for people who cannot help you build in some way, shape, or form.
Correct.
You know? And even if somebody may not be a millionaire,
mm-hmm.
maybe they may have a perspective about just life
mm-hmm.
that can help you mm-hmm. grow. Right? But don't expect them to tell you where to invest your money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and be cool with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
Right. So I have an exercise for us to do. It's going to make it real more awkward. This is what we're going to do.
Wow.
We're going to spend 5 minutes writing down compliments for each other. We just have to tell each other it straight to camera. And you can't make any jokes. You can't not watch each other. You can't be awkward about it. Because
what in the Oprah is going on?
Correct. We're taking a break. I'll check in here in 5 minutes.
Right. How much is that to do?
5. And it could be like 5 words. Okay, you have it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we are back. We wrote down 4 compliments for each other and one thing we could improve on. We also right. added that. Because as much as it's important to compliment your brethren and fill them up and all the people in life, we have to make sure it's not one side of the street and the people that they trust need to be able to build it. And sometimes that means, you know, critiquing as well.
Right, right.
Cool. So the rules are... Yeah. I know we're going to look at each other for this, and I do not want to be watching you. Like,
I think you can watch the camera.
All right, let's watch the camera. I just find we should relax yourself.
I feel like this is our podcast.
God.
But if that's what the fans people want,
yeah,
now, I guess we'll have to do that.
Yeah, because if I'm being honest, I don't mind watching the camera, but like, I definitely don't want to watch you. So I think I should. I don't know if I can do that, to be honest. I don't know if it's physically possible, but I don't know if it's possible. Like, my neck kind of turned right now. Like,
what about the audio? Would it affect the audio?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you don't want to miss out any important audio. That's the biggest challenge,
right.
I think, now. Yeah, so I think...
Okay, baby steps. Let's look at the camera, and the next time we go look at each other.
Okay. All right, cool. That's fine.
All right. I'll go first.
Yeah, first one, right?
I admire your humility in the midst of all your success.
Right.
It is genuinely amazing to see, and it helps me realize that no, you could be successful in this world and be a good person.
Yeah. I admire how good of a husband you are because I see you interact with your wife,
mm-hmm.
and that is the type of husband that I want to be. And I could see myself in you in terms of how you interact with your wife. So for me, definitely a good husband.
Thank you. I want to make a joke here that I won't. But sure, sir, you hear what you say. Right. But funny enough, I have family as one of yours.
Mm.
Every time you talk about your family, you talk about it like if it's a meeting, you cannot move.
Mm.
It is it's mandatory. Mm. And well enough, I think I lack in that area and I always look to you to hear how you talk about your wife and your kid and the kids come and you just have such a seriousness about it. And I know sometimes I don't do a great job of prioritizing and I admire your steadiness in that regard. Like when I think about a family man, I think about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Okay.
I believe and I'm truly blessed to know that you are an excellent wordsmith. So having worked with you on many projects, your ability to put together things in your head without any prompting, etc., to make or paint a picture, I think is a vocation and a God-given talent. And, you know, it's testament in terms of you winning the Poetry Slam. It is amazing to see. And having battled through challenges in the past with not wanting to do poetry, etc.,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and still rising above to mm-hmm. win it. Nah, that is talent.
I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah.
I'll go with your talent thing. You are, everybody know you're talented, right? But I do think what people like pay attention to is that your talent is not being funny.
Mm-hmm.
You're funny, but you're extremely funny. And you listen to literally a whole nation and say, hey, this is Trinidad and Tobago. But that intensity and focus and awareness also comes up in your real estate business, in your everything, in pitching and marketing. Everything you do seems to be creating out of nothing. And it's very industrial in a way. I really like that because I know that it's not talent alone that have you here. And, I admire it.
Yeah. Cool. I appreciate that. I think that you are probably one of the most honest people that I know in terms of you are who you are regardless of where you are with anybody. So there's an authenticity that exists in every space. And you have no problem expressing what you think to people, but you are firm but kind. There's a gentleness to it in terms of you want, you know, people talk about brutally honest. A lot of people focus on the brutal.
I saw that. I saw you posted. I was like, yeah, that's so true.
And you don't focus on the brutal. If it's brutal to somebody, that is their problem. But for you, I think working with you in the past 2 years, it has never felt brutal more than it has felt honest. And it's out of wanting the other person to improve. So I appreciate somebody who can be honest with you and not necessarily have to be brutal.
If you were to talk for like 3 more seconds on a crash, because that's something I've been struggling with my whole life. I know I'm an asshole. I know like my words could be evil, and I know God bless me with the ability of a word to is like double whammy. You know,
right.
I could literally go to hell because of a word. I have, you know what I mean? But even like this week, I was trying to get feedback to somebody that didn't take it like good. But I know that these days, these last few years, I've been really trying to focus on the gentle side. And I know it's something I have to work on, but that's some good reassurance.
Yeah, for
sometimes
sure.
I'll think, hey, what's wrong with me though? I just evil though? But cool. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, last thing. Let's see. Okay, not last thing. Last compliment. I don't know this, but Kivo is the most generous creator I've ever worked with. And one of the most generous people I know in my life. I have been on shoots where you're like, nah, my pizza, nah, here. And nothing, all right, everybody, got it wrong.
Yeah, right.
Not at all. It's secretive. Sometimes you go off in a corner and pay somebody and just come back normal. And I know it is not because you have money, because look at your clothes. But, no jokes. But I know it not come from a place that, because that you could read that. But it seems like, and goes back to your industriousness, like it seems like you know things need to be done and you will do them.
Yeah.
And that is such a good quality as a man. And it is the reason I think you could be prime minister if you wanted to.
Yeah. I appreciate that. And it definitely comes from a place where everybody made this a product. Everybody here made this happen. So I can't just say it's just about me now. Because I need somebody to be behind the camera. I need somebody to open up this space for me. So without them, we would not have the final product. So everybody deserves to be treated the same way.
Facts.
You know? So that's just how I see it, man. And I appreciate that feedback. And you being able to see that. You know? Kyle.
Oh, this is the work on thing.
No. Oh. I have one more compliment.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Kyle is one of the few people who is sure of himself. He knows who he is. I'm very sure if you ask him what his plan is, what he's about, he's grounded in his faith. He loves his wife. He loves his family. And he knows what he wants to do with his career and his life. And very few people have the boldness to say, listen, 9 to 5 is not for me. And let me focus on what my true gift is and calling and make it into a viable business and career. And that only comes from somebody who is sure that this is what God planted me on this earth to do. It is something I remember. I think it's somebody, Oprah said it. When you know yourself, people have to move out the way.
Correct.
People have to move out the way. And also, people will come into your life that need what you provide.
Yeah.
And seeing how Creator has expanded in such a short time, it's because there's a surety that this is it now. And this is why I think you will always succeed in this business, because this is what you were made to do.
Cool. Couple, this is what I think you'll work on. Yeah. I had real trouble coming up with something, to be honest. Oh, yeah. Cause again, I look up to you, right? I would, this is not even an improvement, but my wish for you is for you to stop more.
Right.
Like, I know you are good at it. Well, I don't know you're good at it. Mm. I know that you talk about it a lot. So it's up on your mind a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Resting, being, you know, the lazy thing you're talking about, have some time. But when I think about what I do and then when I think about what you do, I just be like, dog, if I work 24/7 and I do two things, I used to do 9 things. How much time do you work?
Yeah.
And I know you always say, you know, you're trying to buy back your time. You're trying to buy back your freedom. But I don't want you to get lost in that because you don't know if you have tomorrow either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So my wish for you is to slow down and know that because of who you are and because of what God has planted in you, you will get what you need no matter what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate that. That's actually amazing feedback. For me, I found it difficult to do that to it, finding something. But I don't want you to be hard on yourself. I think that there will be failures, but failures are lessons. You know that. But I don't want you to think that there's a label that will be attached if Kyle meets a failure. There is a label that's going to be attached if Kyle doesn't do something the best way, right? You are valuable regardless. And do not allow yourself to go through, God forbid, 3 months of a dip and not be able to come out of it.
Right.
So prepare for that, because I'm telling you it's going to come.
Yeah.
But know where your anchors are. Know how you can pull yourself out. Lean on the people that consider you, that care for you, but don't be too hard to say Kyle is a failure. Kyle had a failure event.
Right.
But Kyle is always going to be a success. Yeah.
Good feedback too. Need to say that. Thank you very much.
Right.
Have a good day.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Right? Compliment your friends. Compliment. Fast. Give your people your flowers. I think it's important for them to hear it from those who are around them. And it should be just for their birthday or Christmas, etc. Tell them that because you don't know what they're dealing with. Some people are your greatest friends and they struggle with the greatest things and you don't know.
Yeah.
So let them know and keep them encouraged, because it is a terrible experience to know that your friend has gone to that depth of depression or even, God forbid, taking their life, and you have been the closest to them and never knew.
Yeah.
So a word can change their life.
Correct.
Please, say something.